Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, thank you for your love.
谢谢主赐给我们你的爱。
The whole earth is full of your glory.
所有的天地都是充满了你的荣耀。
Speak to us this morning.
请今天早上对我们的心说话。
And have mercy on your servant, a sinner.
怜悯你的仆人，一个罪人。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Sometimes I start out a sermon with a light-hearted story.
有的时候我开始一篇讲章，用一个轻松的故事来开始一篇讲章。
Today I will share with you some sobering statistics.
可是今天我需要跟用你先用一些非常阴暗的统计数字来与你分享。
Taken from the National Child Abuse and Neglect Data System.
这是从一个国际的儿童虐待及忽略的那个系统里面拿出来的资料。
41% of victims of child abuse are under the year of 1 year old.
有41%的小孩子都是在一岁以下的小孩子受到虐待。
44% of victims are between the ages of 1 and 5 years old.
从1岁到5岁中间的孩子有44%都受到虐待。
15% of the victims are between the ages of 6 and 17 years old.
剩下的都是他们的这些受害人是从6岁到17岁的孩子。
The younger a child is, the easier it is to abuse them.
孩子年纪越小，越容易受到虐待。
44% of victims are girls.
有44%的女孩子受到虐待。
And 56% are boys.
另外65%的受害人是男孩子。
In 2007, 1,760 children died in the United States of America as a result of abuse and or neglect.
在2007年的时候，在美国有1760个孩子因为受到虐待或者是忽略而导致死亡。
These numbers are steadily increasing.
这些数字一直在增加。
In 2001, only 1,300 children died as the result of child abuse or neglect.
在2001年的时候，这个数字是1300名儿童。
One child dying of child abuse and neglect is too many.
只要有一个孩子受到虐待或者是忽略而死亡，都是太多了。
I could go on with other statistics, but let's stop here for a second and ask a few questions.
我可以继续再给你这些资料，可是让我们停下来，让我问你一些问题。
How do you think God feels about such statistics?
你觉得神看这些统计，他觉得怎么样？
What does God think about children?
神是怎么样看待儿童？
Thankfully, there are several accounts in the Bible that talk about Jesus' interaction with children.
感谢主，在圣经里面有许多次讲到说神跟儿童的中间的交流的关系。
Some very powerful and revealing moments.
在里面有许多很有力，而且是很明显的这些时间。
Which reveal the heart of God.
显出来神的心意。
In that children are important to God.
是的，神非常的重视儿童。
Extremely important.
非常重视。
Therefore, children need to be important to us.
因此，我们也需要看重我们的儿童。
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I am the greatest, Muhammad Ali.
飞起来像个蝴蝶，刺起来像个蜜蜂。 我是最了不起的，这是拳王阿里成长的话。
You could make an argument that Muhammad Ali was the greatest boxer who ever lived.
你也可以说阿里曾经是国中间最伟大的拳击手。
But what about the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
那是在天国里谁是最大的呢？
Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
谁在天国里是最大的？
What a question!
这是怎么样的问题啊？
Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
天国里谁是最大的？
The answer may surprise you.
这个答案也许会使你很惊讶。
Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 18.
请你把圣经打开来翻到马太福音第18章。
Let's pick up our story for this morning.
那我们开始今天的故事。
First one.
第一节。
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
当时门徒近前来问耶稣说，天国里谁是最大的？
Don't you just love the disciples?
你是不是好喜欢这些门徒啊？
So often during their 3 years of walking on earth with Christ, they just didn't get it.
他们与耶稣基督同行三年，可是很多时候他们还是不了解。
In Mark's account of this story, Jesus asked the disciples, What were you arguing about on the road back there?
在马可福音里面也有记载，耶稣问他的门徒说，你们刚才在路上争吵些什么？
It must have broken Jesus' heart.
这一定是使耶稣非常的伤心。
To realize they had not yet learned the importance of humility and servanthood.
使耶稣知道说他的门徒还没有学会如何的谦卑及做仆人的心态，会使耶稣很伤心。
All of us, I'm sure, can relate to this petty argument.
我想我们大多数很多人都能够了解这个很小小的这个争论。
If we were honest, we would have to admit,
要是我们诚实的话，我们一定会承认。
We have all gotten into some stupid squabbles in our life.
我们在我们生命里面也常常碰到，也常常有这些小小的争论。
Can't you picture the disciples?
你可不可以想象到门徒他们在说什么？
I could imagine Andrew saying, He chose me first. I must be the greatest.
门徒安德烈也许会说，耶稣先选择我，所以我一定是最大的。
Or Peter saying, Well, when Jesus is not around, I'm in charge, you know.
彼得也许会说，当耶稣不在的时候，我就是老大。
Matthew might have said, Hey, I'm the fundraiser here. Where would we be without the money?
马太也许会说，我是在这边收集钱的。如果没有的话，我的话，钱从哪儿来？
John surely said, I'm the one Jesus loves.
约翰一定会说，我是耶稣最爱的。
Thomas's best shot might have been, I doubt that any of you fully grasp my finer qualities.
迪马也许会说，我相信你们都不能够完全的了解我的所有的这个德性。
Whatever the conversation, it all led to the breaking of the Savior's heart.
不管这个绘画是怎么样，总是导致于耶稣基督很伤心。
So the disciples argue and finally ask Jesus, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
所以在门徒争吵之后，他们最后问耶稣说，谁是天国里最大的？
All eyes were fixed on Jesus.
所有的眼睛都定睛在耶稣身上。
Would he settle this pecking order issue once and for all?
耶稣会一次来解决这个谁大谁小的问题吗？
Verse 2.
第二节。
He called a little child and had him stand among them.
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中。
At critical moments, Jesus had an awkward habit of turning the tables in surprising ways.
在关键的时刻，耶稣有一个很奇怪的习惯，就是他用出人意外的行动使这个来扭转局势。
He could shock people and suddenly take the discussion to its deepest level.
他可以使人很惊讶，是突然间就把这个讨论带到一个更深的地步。
Jesus, the world's most powerful teacher, was full of surprises.
耶稣他是世界上最有权柄的老师，他是充满了令人惊奇。
To the amazement of all, Jesus called a little boy to come to him.
大家都很惊奇，耶稣会叫一个小孩子到他们中间。
At this point, the disciples must have been perplexed and impatient.
也许在那个时段里，门徒也许会觉得不耐烦，或者是觉得不知所措。
What did this have to do with the question?
这跟我们问的问题有什么关系啊？
To the disciples, the boy was just part of the scenery, invisible and unimportant.
对门徒来说，孩子只不过是场景的一部分，是看不见的，是不重要的。
The culture of the day was that children should be seen and not heard.
在当时的文化里，孩子只需要看见，可是不需要被听见。
Sadly, many adults still live by the motto, children should be seen and not heard.
很可悲的是，今天还有许多的成人仍然是照着有用这个座右铭，就是孩子只需要被看见，不需要被听见。
Did you ever hear of the term adult centrism?
你有没有听过这句叫做成人中心主义这个名词？
Adult centrism is the tendency for adults to view children and their problems from a biased adult perspective.
成人中心主义的意思就是说，成人有一种这种倾向，就是喜欢用他们自己的角度来认定孩子的问题。
Thus creating barriers to effective practice with children.
因此造成了一个不能与孩子有更有效的沟通的一个拦阻。
Let me repeat.
让我再说一遍。
Adult centrism is the tendency of adults to view children and their problems from a biased adult perspective.
成人中心主义就是说用成人的眼光来看小孩子的问题，而是不正确的。
Thus creating barriers to effective practice with children.
以至于使成人跟孩子中间的相处能够造成一个拦阻。
Children matter to God, and therefore children must be important to you and me.
神非常重视孩子，因此我们也要看重儿童。
The child's sweet face must have given Jesus a momentary relief from the desert of grasping egos around him.
那个孩子的甜美的脸孔使得耶稣得到一个暂时的缓冲，特别是在那段时间里，大家都在要争取他们的自我。
The look on the boy's face brought up a flood of plans, dreams, and hopes for the kingdom.
在那个孩子的脸上，带出来了天国的计划、梦想以及盼望。
How long did the child stand in their midst?
那个孩子站在那些门徒中间有多久？
What was going on through the minds of the disciples?
那门徒当时在想什么？
What was the boy thinking?
那个男孩在想什么？
What about his parents?
他的爸爸妈妈呢？
What was Jesus trying to tell them?
耶稣基督要跟他们要沟通些什么？
At last Jesus spoke.
最后耶稣说了。
Verse 3.
第三节。
I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children,You will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
The Revised Standard Version of the Bible translates change with turn.
那个英文的圣经的修订本里面，它把回转翻成改变。
Unless you turn and become like children.
除非你改变，变成小孩子的样式。
Jesus was warning the disciples that they were going in the wrong direction.
耶稣正在warn 就是对耶稣就是告诉那些门徒说，你们所走的是错的方向。
Away from the kingdom of heaven and not towards it.
你们是离开天国的方向，而不是往天国的方向走。
In life, it's all a question of what people are aiming at.
在生活里面，生命里面，我们所一天所讨论就是你要往哪个方向，你的目标是什么。
If you are aiming at the fulfillment of personal ambition,
假如你所要争取的是个人野心的达成
，the acquisition of personal power,
或者达到个人的权势
，the enjoyment of personal prestige,
或者是享受自己的名望
，the exaltation of self.
或者是自我的提升
then you are aiming in the wrong direction.
那你就是朝着错的方向走了。
To be a citizen of heaven means the complete forgetting of self.
当你要做天国的子民，或者是天国的子民的，是要忘记自我。
The obliteration of self.
除掉自我。
The spending of self in a life which aims at service and not at power.
是一个把一生花在服事。
Jesus continues in verse 4.
耶稣继续讲第四节。
Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
This statement shocked everyone there.
这句话把所有的人都吓住了。
What makes little children the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
是什么使小孩子成为天国里最大的？
Three things make little children the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
有三件事是小孩子成为 使小孩子成为天国最大的。
First and foremost, there is the quality which is key to the entire passage.
第一点也是最重要的一点，也就是关这个这这节经文的关键性。
The child's humility.
孩子的谦卑。
Little children are humble by nature.
小孩子的本性就是谦卑的。
They have a lowliness of heart and mind.
他们的心思意念都是非常的单纯。
Teachable spirits.
可以教导的。
And a willingness to delight in the learning process.
而且他们很愿意，也很喜悦来学习。
Little children don't mask their feelings.
孩子们不会隐藏他们的感觉。
They don't put on airs to impress others.
他们也不会假装为了要使别人得到别人的喜悦。
What is it about getting older?
为什么当我们老的时候
that causes us to be so obsessed about what other people about obsessed with caring about so much about what other people think about us?
当我们越老的时候，我们越有这种想要。想要知道，想顾念别人怎么想我们。
Secondly, little children are dependent.
第二点，小孩子是非常有依赖性的。
To the child, a sense of dependence is perfectly natural.
对孩子来说，一个依赖性是完全自然的。
Not so for us adults.
但是对我们成人来说，却是很难的。
A child is perfectly content to be utterly dependent on those who love and care for them.
小孩子完全的满足于依赖他们那些爱他们照顾他们的人。
If only everyone, young and old, would accept their dependence on God.
我真希望不管是大人或者小孩都能够接受依赖神的那颗心。
A new strength and peace would enter their lives.
他们将会有着一股新的力量及平安在他们的生命里面。
Thirdly, there is the child's trust.
第三点就是小孩子的信任。
The child is instinctively dependent and just as instinctively he or she trusts.
小孩子 很信任，能够信任，就跟他们的 依赖别人是一样的。
Trusts their caregivers that their needs will be met.
他们相信照顾他们的人，他们所有的需要那些照顾他们的人会使他们得到满足。
Think for a minute when Jesus walked on the water.
你想一想，当耶稣走在水上的时候。
Remember when Peter jumped out of the boat and started walking towards Jesus?
你记得彼得从船上跳出去，然后走在水上吗？
Why did he sink?
为什么他会沉下去呢？
Because he took his eyes off of Jesus.
因为他把他的眼光转离耶稣。
I am convinced that if that were a little child jumping out of that boat.
我完全相信，如果当时是一个小孩子从船上跳出去的话，
he or she wouldn't have walked tentatively.
他一定不会慢慢地走，
but would have skipped and frolicked completely secure in the master's presence and protection.
他会蹦蹦跳跳地走到耶稣去，因为他在他的主人的同在跟保护里面有完全的平安。
The trust of a child allows one to live contentedly by another's rules.
小孩因为小孩子的信任，所以他能够很满足的来顺服别人的规则。
Even without fully understanding them.
很多时候他们甚至不了解这些规则。
So humility, dependence, and trust make little children the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以谦卑、依赖以及信任。使得小孩子是天国里最大的。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me.
凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。
Now the child is not just a distraction, but the central focus.
这时候，那个孩子不再只是一个分心，而是所有注意力的集中点。
Jesus has everyone's full attention.
耶稣已经抓住每一个人的注意力。
Mark's account steps up the importance here.
马可福音里面提到这里的重要性。
Whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me.
凡接待我的，不是只是单接待我，乃是接待那差我来的。
That certainly derailed the roadside debate.
在讲了这句话以后，就使得他们起先在路旁边的那个争论已经是不存在了，已经是岔开了。
No doubt the disciples were reeling and stunned as Jesus' words sunk in.
毫无疑问的，耶稣所讲的话已经印在他们的心里。
An act of kindness to a child is the same as doing the act to Jesus.
当你在小孩子身上做了一件慈善的事情的时候，就如同做在耶稣的身上一样。
Indeed, to God himself.
也就是做在神自己的身上。
Don't ever miss the opportunity to minister to a child.
我希望你不要损失任何一个能够服侍小孩子的机会。
Children are important to God.
神非常重视孩子。
The next verse is a scary verse and a sad verse.
下一个经文是个又可怕又很悲哀的一节经文。
I use this verse during DDS training meetings every year.
我每年在 DBS 的同工训练会上，我都要用这节经文。
Matthew 18:6。
马太福音第十八章第六节。
But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin,
凡是我在信我的一个小子跌倒的
，It would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck。
倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上。
And to be drowned in the depths of the sea.
沉在深海里。
Somber words.
非常阴暗的智慧。
Jesus paints the most horrifying picture possible to drive home the seriousness of such an offense.
在这里，耶稣画了一幅，他所讲的话，画出了一幅画，使我们让我们知道说这句话是有多严重。
Close your eyes for a minute and picture in your mind having a 1,000-pound millstone tied around your neck.
把你的眼睛闭起来，就是去想一想看，如果现在有一个1,000-pound 的大石头拴在你的脖子上。
And being dragged down to the depths of the sea.
被这个大石头一直拉到海底。
Jesus certainly had their attention now.
耶稣绝对是有他们的注意力了。
If you only remember one thing this morning,
假如今天早上你只记得一件事，
know this.
记得这个。
Children matter to Jesus.
神，耶稣基督看重孩子。
Children are important to God.
神非常重视孩子。
And therefore should be important to all of us.
因此我们也当重视他们。
Jesus' mind must have raced with the many evils that had been perpetrated on little innocents.
耶稣那时候的心情一定是想到说，世界上面有许多对于这些幼小天真的心灵所做的恶事。
Even the massacre of his Bethlehem peers after his birth.
就是当他出生的时候，在伯利恒有许多跟他同年龄的小孩子被屠杀的那件事。
Next, he may have thought of the coming harm of the child slave trade.
也许他又想到说那些奴役儿童的交易。
Child sexual exploitation.
或者是儿童在性上面的侵犯。
Child pornography.
或者是儿童的色情的东西。
And the list goes on and on.
And 这个单子是可以一直还有许多。
For a little child,
一个孩子
even the sight of seeing their parents out of control fighting is child abuse.
当这个孩子即使当他看到父母亲失去控制在争吵的时候，对孩子来说也是一种虐待。
And leads to dysfunctional and broken homes.
会导致于失去功能及破碎的家庭。
I will share some personal testimony with you later.
待会我会跟你分享一些我个人的见证。
I am fairly certain you are all aware of the atrocities perpetrated upon children.
我相信你知道有许多暴力的事情，许多发生在儿童身上的暴力事情。
To me, nothing breaks my heart more than sexual abuse which involves children.
对我来说最难过最痛心的就是在对孩子的性上面的侵犯。
When you think about sexual child exploitation,
当你想到这个的性侵犯的时候，
does that not fire your sense of outrage?
难道它不会使你心里非常生气吗？
Taking advantage of these precious children,
占这些小孩子的便宜。
That's the kind of thing Jesus was fuming about in Matthew 18:6.
就是这样子的事情使耶稣非常的生气，也就是记录在18章第6节里面。
No doubt his heart was pounding and his eyes were flashing as he spoke.
毫无疑问，当他说那些第十八章第六节的时候，他的心跳得很快，他的眼睛发光。
I believe that this was one of Jesus' most passionate moments.Of his entire earthly ministry.
我觉得这是在耶稣在世上的服事里面中间最动人的一幕。
And I am sure that the disciples agreed with him.
我也相信门徒一定同意他所说的话。
Of course, they would never deliberately harm a child like that with such vicious sin.
当然，他们是绝对不会去故意的去犯这个罪。
Jesus, on the other hand, knew there was another side to the topic of children at risk.
耶稣知道在还有在另外一方面孩子能够受到伤害。
The sins that would break God's heart did not have to be sins of commission.
神伤心的不但是只是去做出来的去犯的罪，行出来的罪。
Equally evil.And more prevalent in his kingdom would be sins of omission.
事实上，除了这个做犯出来的罪之外，还有一些罪就是该做的事情没有去做的，也是一种罪。
Children could simply be looked upon as unimportant, second rate.
很多时候，孩子被认为是不重要的，是二等公民。
Sins of omission take place in many different facets.
这个。该做而不做的这种罪，常常也有不同的角度。
Unfortunately, I have experienced this type of attitude here at CDCGL.
很悲哀的是，我在我们本教会也有注意到这样子类似的事情发生。
Some people look at children's ministry as merely a babysitting service.
有些人觉得儿童的事工只是一个幼儿照顾而已。
This infuriates me.
这个使我非常的生气。
For us as Christians,
对我们基督徒来说，
I believe our lack of speaking out against the evils of abortion,
我觉得当我们 不提出对堕胎的反对来的话，
and praying against the evils of abortion,
或者是为这个祷告的话，
is also a sin of omission,
也是一种罪，不做的罪。
There are many others.
还有许多。
So what can you do to make children more important in your life?
所以你能做什么使能够在你的生命里使人更看重儿童吗？
Let me give you 4 recommendations.
让我给你4点建议。
Take some time to learn about and value children.
花一点时间去学习如何重视孩子。
Start with 5 minutes a week.
也许你开始的时候一个礼拜5分钟。
Read a book.
读一本书。
There is an infinite supply of resources.
这里的书本有许多。
Of course, the best is the Bible.
当然，最好的书还是圣经。
See what God thinks of children.
你去读读看，到底神怎么看儿童。
In the many examples where God used children to impact His kingdom.
有许多的例子，神用儿童来影响他的国度。
Number 2.
第二点。
Get to know a child personally.
去对儿童有个人性的认识。
Talk with them.
跟他们说话。
Spend a little time with them.
花点时间在他们身上。
Love them.
爱他们。
Number 3.
第三点。
Survey them.
去问问看他们对你的意见。
Get feedback from them.
去听听看他们有什么反应。
See how you are doing.
然后你就知道你做得怎么样。
What works and what is getting through?
是怎么能够你对他们沟通了些什么？
Number 4.
第四点。
Make changes in your life to make children a more important priority.
改变你自己的生活， 使孩子成为你生命中有好的优先次序。
Pray for the children in your circle of life.
在你的周遭的环境里面为孩子祷告。
God will bless your intentional efforts to make children a more important part of your life.
神会祝福你，因为你所做的，你特意的为去做一些重视儿童的事情。
I would be happy to help you and encourage you in any way.
我也很愿意，很高兴来鼓励你。
For me, working on behalf of children is all I want to do for the rest of my useful days.
对我来说，服侍儿童是我在余生中间最重要，也是我唯一想做的事。
My understanding of the priorities of God's kingdom presents no higher or more strategic calling.
对我来说，在耶稣的国，在神的国度里面，没有比这个更重要的。
Pastor Lin, you don't have to worry. I'm not shooting for your job.
林牧师，你不需要担心，我不需要你的工作。
I'd like to conclude with a bit of my testimony.
我想要用我自己的个人的见证来结束今天的讲道。
When I was 6 years old, I remember one night at the dinner table with my mother, brother, and sister.
我记得当我六岁的的时候，有一天晚上我们坐下来跟我的妈妈、我的哥哥还有我的妹妹一起吃晚饭的时候。
There was an empty plate of food for my father.
在桌上有一个位置是空的，还有食物是留给我爸爸的。
We could only assume he was out drinking.
我们只能猜想说他是在外面喝酒。
95% of the time he was.
95% of the time he was. 都是在喝酒。
The question was, what type of drunk would he be?
问题只是他是醉到什么样的程度。
Would he be a happy drunk, which was rare?
他是否是醉得很开心呢？那是不常发生的事。
Would he be a quiet drunk and just go off by himself?
还是他喝醉了以后就很安静？
Would he be a violent drunk?
还是当他喝醉了以后他就很
my life at that time revolved around the condition of my father.
在我那时候的生命是围绕在我父亲的那个情况之下。
After we all finished eating,
当我们吃完晚饭以后，
I went to the living room, which was connected to the kitchen, to watch TV.
我到起居间去看电视。
An hour or so later, my father came home.
一个钟头以后，我爸爸回来了。
And a loud argument ensued between my mother and father.
我听到一个我爸爸妈妈吵得非常的厉害。
Then I heard my father's plate of food smashing up against the wall.
然后我听到那碟饭打在墙壁上。
I was curious, so I peeked through the kitchen door.
我非常的好奇，我就跑到厨房的门上面去看看。
Just as my father held up a butcher knife in the direction of my mother.
那时候我的爸爸手上拿起一把屠刀，对着我的妈妈。
And then he buried it into the table.
然后他把那把屠刀打在那个桌子上。
What does a six-year-old boy do when they see their father do something like that?
当一个六岁的孩子看到这样子的情形的时候，他能做什么？
The man who was supposed to be my primary role model and protector.
这个人照理说是应该是我的帮助者，保护者，也是我的模范。
I went into my bedroom and crawled under my bed.
所以我跑到我的房间，就跑到床底下。
I was afraid and confused.
我非常的害怕也惊慌。
So why do I share this story with you?
为什么我要跟你讲这件事？
I was a little child and I had nowhere to go.
因为我是一个孩子，我没有地方可去。
I didn't know God.
我不认识神。
I didn't know that Jesus loved me.
我也不知道耶稣爱我。
And today if I can comfort one child,
今天如果我能够安慰一个孩子，
if I can lead one child,
如果我可以带领一个孩子
to the only true and loving friend that any of us can have here on earth,
带他到一个唯一的真的又爱他的人的朋友那里，
then I know why God has put me here.
我就知道说神为什么把我放在这个位置上。
I try not to take for granted one moment I have with a child.
我不愿意觉得是就是理所当然，我不愿意把我任何跟小孩子在一起的时间看作是理所当然的。
God has put it upon my heart to love that child.
神把爱孩子的心放在我的里面。
As if it were a six-year-old boy with an alcoholic father who didn't know Jesus.
就如同一个六岁的孩子，他有一个酗酒的父亲，他也不知道神爱他。
Because of God's grace in my life,
因为神在我身上的恩典,
I have the privilege of working with children,
我今天可以能够服侍儿童,
of loving them and being loved by them,
爱他们也被他们爱,
of teaching them about Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life,
教导他们有关于耶稣基督的事, 就是道路、真理和生命。
Children make up half the people alive on earth today.
今天在世界上活的人中间有50%的人都是孩子。
We must strategically impact the lives of children.
我们必须要有计划的去影响孩子的生命。
If you don't impact the lives of children in your community,
如果你不能够去影响你社区里的孩子，
who will?
谁能够？
Satan has a plan for each child.
撒旦对在每一个孩子身上，他有他的计划。
Isn't that scary?
是不是很可怕？
But praise be to God that God also has a plan for them.
但是赞美主，因为神在每个孩子身上有着更美的计划。
A plan for hope and a future.
一个有盼望跟未来的计划。
We in the church must especially impact the lives of children.
我们在教会里更应当去影响孩子的生命。
85% of Christians ask Jesus to be their Lord and Savior between the ages of 4 and 14.
在四岁到十四岁的孩子中间，有85%的孩子，他们在四岁到十四岁中间接受耶稣基督做他们的救主。
CBCGL has many opportunities to serve children.
我们的教会有许多的机会来服侍儿童。
Praise God that every week 100 children walk through these doors.
赞美主，每个礼拜我们有100个孩子从这两扇门中间进来。
See me, believe me, I can find a place for you to serve.
你来见我，我相信我一定可以找到一个让你能够服侍的机会。
But at the very least, you can all pray for the children.
但是至少你可以为这些孩子祷告。
Children are important to God.
神非常的重视孩子。
And therefore, children must be important to you and me.
因此，我们也当重视孩子。
One day, as I was reflecting upon this scripture,
有一天当我正在默想这段经文的时候，
I began to marvel at the wisdom of God.
我对于神的智慧非常的惊讶。
Not only does Jesus love the little children,
因为耶稣不但只是爱孩子。
Jesus was a little child.
耶稣他就是个孩子。
Jesus experienced the hurts, pains, and abandonment of a child.
耶稣曾经经历过伤痛、痛苦，并且是被抛弃。
Jesus exhibited the humility and trust and dependence of a child.
耶稣也显现出来，他的谦卑，他的依赖性以及他的信任。
So if you want to become the greatest in the kingdom of heaven,
如果你想在天国里成为最大的，
grow down,
变小，
pray that God would chip away at the pride in your life,
祷告神使他能够慢慢一点点拿去你生命里面的骄傲，
and make you more humble,
使你更谦卑，
that God would help you to trust him more,
神能够帮助你，使你信任他更多。
And make you more dependent upon him.
更多的依靠他。
Pray that God would make you more like a little child.
祷告神，使你能够更有孩子的样式。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
Thank you that you love the little children.
谢谢你爱小孩子。
All the children of the world,
世界上所有的孩子，
red and yellow, black and white,
不管是黄还是红，黑或是白，
they are precious in your sight.
在你的眼中，他们都是极为宝贵的。
Help us to become more like little children.
帮助我们更像孩子。
Help us to minister to them, to love them.
帮助我们服侍他们，更多的爱他们。
And to teach them about your Son, Jesus Christ.
并教导他们认识你的儿子耶稣基督。
In whose name we pray.
耶稣靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.